I'm PK, and welcome to episode 3 of Overcomer, the podcast to help you get through anything. Sorry if I sound a little stuffy right now, I'm just getting over a cold. Today, I'm going to share a little about my most recent challenge, and going to lead you in a few exercises to calm you down and to help you take a deep breath and to take a break from the outside crazy world. So, I have scoliosis, which is an abnormal curvature of your spine. Normally, a spine is perfectly straight, but my spine resembles an S. I have 14 and 23 degree curves in my spine, and I have to get a brace. But to me, I feel lucky because that means I do not need a surgery. Honestly, when I first heard that I needed to get a brace, I was really scared. I was scared that people were gonna see it, scared that people were gonna make fun of me. And I had fear. I didn't really think about facing everything and rising at that point. And I didn't know what I was supposed to wear to school. I was really scared. I am scared. But I know that the doctors know what's best for me, and they're trying to help. I know that I have to embrace it, and that something good is going to come out of this. Sadly, I can't compete dancing this year, but I know in my heart that I'm going to get back to dancing. And all I have to do is work hard. So that's a little bit of my story right now. I haven't gotten my brace yet, but yeah. If you are listening and you have scoliosis, or you have a back brace, I want you to know that I get it. I'm going through something very, very similar to you. And I might not have the same curve. I might not have the same brace. Our curves are probably very different, but I want you to know that I understand. And that you are going to get through this, and you do not know how strong you are. You may think that this is impossible, but that just stands for I'm possible. And you just have to work hard, because hard work is something that everybody needs in life. And you've got this. You can do it. So I'm going to share a few quotes. And I want you guys to really take these quotes to heart. And I'm going to explain like how you can apply this to your life with each quote. To live a creative life, we must lose our fear of being wrong. Joseph Chilton Pierce. So many people in life think that winning is everything. So many people think that second place is first loser. So many people think that if you're right, that's everything. But the trick is, if you want to be an artist, if you want to be a singer, you're sharing your voice. You're sharing your opinion. You have to not be afraid to be wrong, because you have to know that this is your opinion. And it's something that you're sharing with the world, even if you're doing a debate. That's your choice. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe not today, but someday you will see that this was all a part of a bigger plan, which tells me that every day when you face any challenge, you are going to know that someday this is going to pay off. Someday, somehow, you are going to find out why this happened. I'm just waiting for that time that I see the bigger plan of my life, because 3 concussions and scoliosis, that's got to be something, right? Not till we are lost do we begin to find ourselves. This quote can be a little confusing, but basically it means not to go lose yourself in the woods. Do not do that. But when you're lost and you're afraid, you're gonna find the people who actually really care about you. And you're gonna find how you can get through things, and you're gonna find how you can be strong and how you can be resilient. Nothing is particularly hard if you break it down into small jobs. So, life can be challenging, right? But it's just like a math problem. If you have a giant algebraic expression, you're gonna break it down, right? It's just like life. If you have a hard task, break it down into smaller jobs. Then it's easier for you to do. So say you have to wear a back brace 18 hours a day for 2 years. That's 60 minutes every hour, right? 60 minutes at a time, 1 hour at a time. Woo, I got through 1 hour of wearing my brace, right? You gotta keep that mindset. You cannot start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one. Oh my gosh, this is so important to me, because in life, you're gonna have so many challenges. And you're gonna keep thinking, what if that didn't happen? What if that happened? What if I did this better? What if I did that worse? But you can't fully move on in your life if you keep thinking about bad things that happened to you or things that you could have done better. You have to know that you need to keep moving. Because in life, stopping is basically meaning you're quitting. You don't want to think about something that happened before. You can't change the past. The past is past. Don't even think about the future. You have to live in the moment. Okay, so here's a little affirmation that I would love for you guys to repeat to yourself, but if you don't want to do that, that's fully all right as well. I am humble enough to know I'm not better than anybody, but I'm wise enough to know I'm different from the rest. Okay, and here's a little quote that I found. You have worked so hard. You have given so much. You have made it through countless moments of not feeling good enough. And if there are days where you still feel discouraged, remember, you have come so far, and no matter how your low moments make you feel, they do not define who you are. (Clears Stop waiting for Friday, for summer, for someone to fall in love with you, for life. Happiness is achieved when you stop waiting for it and make the most of the moment you are in now. This is so important. Because when life puts you in tough situations, you gotta stop saying, why me? You gotta say, try me, because you can't think about what it would be like if it didn't happen. You have to know that life happens for a reason. Alright guys, so time for our weekly affirmation cards. Here is from the Own Your Awesome deck. I let go of expectations. I create powerful possibilities. Ooh, that's such a good one, guys. You have to let go of others' expectations and stop waiting for their approval. You gotta get your own possibilities. All right, now here's the affirmators. Picking. Trust. I trust that everything will be okay in the end. Partly because I simply know it in my gut, but also because it's way more fun to live with trust and confidence than to be defensive. Wow, that's really good, guys. I hope you guys all have such a great week and have a wonderful weekend. I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.